realm of Big Sur is one of the most spiritual places along the West Coast. I recently drove up and visited my friend at Ragged Point Inn and Resort, Rory Cosmo, where I discovered there's a whole nother dimension to the spiritual realm of Big Sur, and that's the spirits that haunt Big Sur. Big Sur is synonymous with drama, and one of the ways has to do with the spirits that haunt Big Sur.
Oh yeah, we got plenty of those around here, and plenty of stories that would probably go along with those spirit haunting of the Big Sur area. Going all the way back, I think, to the 1800s.
And before that, the Chumash and the Salinian Indians talk about their legends of the little spirit people.
Absolutely. You definitely feel spirits of the Indians that were here in those days and a lot of stories. Even here on our property at the resort, we have some little outposts of Indian grinding rock still here.
But there's been a lot of stories and anecdotes throughout the last even 100 years. John Steinbeck's mother talked about seeing these little spirit people.
I've heard many stories from a lot of the residents that live here and people. I've been here, 14, 15 years. I've spoken to a lot of the locals and heard a lot of different legends. Up the hill from us, we have some old mine shafts that are here, and I've always was told, don't go up there because you definitely hear sounds, whether it's the wind in the mines itself or spirits walking. I don't think I'm going to find out. I'm going to heed the advice.
You're not going there. Talk to us about stories that you've heard about the ghosts that haunt Big Sur. There's the story of the murder-suicide right up the road at Gorda.
Yeah, that was an absolutely bizarre one. Two women found bound, their hands bound at a local resort with some strange masks on their face. They said it was a murder-suicide, yet both of their hands were bound. So there was no way that they could have done that, so I don't know how they came to the conclusion that it was a murder-suicide. They talk about their spirits still walking around here, and maybe they're just trying to find out who actually did that to them.
Tell us some more, some of the memorable tales.
Just north of us, we had a gentleman that unfortunately passed away when he went over the cliff in his vehicle. And a lot of the local employees here keep saying that they see right where his car was, you do see something moving over there. Sometimes people say, no, it's an animal, but other people are swearing it's in the shape of a person. And it's on a cliffside. You really can't get there. Even the recovery of this man, they had to go down with a winch. But they still see movement over there in that one spot where he did go over. So we don't know what his unfinished work is, but he's still here. But then again, if I passed away, I'd definitely want my spirit to hang around this area.
Within sight of where we're standing right now, right by the cliff edge of the Pacific Ocean, there are car wrecks littering the beaches just to the north of us. And they'll stay till ever, till they're corroded away.
Yeah, we still have a lot of those vehicles that are still down in the rocks. They actually look like the rocks because of the rust, but if you look closely, especially with a telescopic lens, you could see that there are vehicles down there. And they say there's a lot of strange happenings down on the rocks where these cars have been. Going back into the 50s, you have them. You can see by the type of cars that are down there. I did see a 54 Chevy down there. Those spirits are staying in this area. They don't seem to want to leave, but I'm a live spirit. I came here, and I certainly don't want to leave.
Do you or your fellow employees ever get kind of the heebie-jeebies at night driving home, driving down to Cambria?
Let me tell you, it's a pretty strange area when you get the fog moving in. It's like a horror movie. Some evenings, especially with the moon lit, and you have this fog and this eerie glow. Driving through the trees in this area is actually quite frightening. You do see things cross the road. I'm assuming they're all animals, but you never know.
And then you had an employee that had a pretty tragic visual experience driving home.
We had a waitress and a waiter on their way home when a motorhome went over the cliff here, right in front of them. They thought it was driving sporadically, and they made the comment, you know, looks like it's going to go over the cliff. They were just joking, but sure as hell, the motorhome did go over the cliff, ended up onto the rocks below. He ended up that he was committing suicide, but we definitely know his spirit's been around here. He had a lot of unfinished business that he was doing. I have heard many tales of caves with lots of bones found in them of human bodies. and different things like that. But there's a lot of stories here.
Rory Cosma, thank you so much for sharing.
My pleasure.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Ragged Point Inn and Resort in Pixar Country, California.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.